What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast here on bettingpros.com. Always being brought to you by BetMGM. You got the YouTube live stream going, or not the live stream, but the YouTube recording going on YouTube, or the Daily Juice, or the audio available wherever you get your podcasts. And today is a special day. All right. Today, at some point during the listen back of this podcast, we will hit 1 million listens to the Daily Juice. Yesterday was our 7-month anniversary to the day. Now, there's a chance this thing drops on the West Coast normally a little bit before midnight. So there's a chance that we get to 1 million. We're about 600 listens shy from 1 million. So we'll get that easily today, but we could have it before the end of the day on the West Coast, which is only significant to me because I think it's cool to say we got to 1 million 7 months exactly to the day since the Daily Juice began. This is an awesome thing. I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited. Thank you for listening every morning. Thank you for the interaction. This has been really fun. If you're new, welcome. If you're new to the Discord channel, welcome. We've got over 3,300 people on that thing now. It's just been a ton of fun to watch everything grow in just 7 short months. Now, we are working on something for a fundraiser, and it's been a little bit complicated because of the legalities of it as to, like, can betting pros be involved with it? But I think we're almost through the opportunity for us to do a fundraiser to, there's a company, there's a bakery in Illinois. The guy listens all the time. TJ in the Discord chat, in case you don't know who he is. Okay. So TJ came forward and said, Matt, my wife and I, we own this bakery in Illinois. And we would love to design a special cookie to be able to celebrate the 1 millionth listen and raise money for the Ronald McDonald House, which is my charity of choice, which is the Daily Juice's charity of choice. You guys have been donating your winnings from the Super Bowl and other things to your local chapter of the Ronald McDonald House. So they're going to design a special cookie for the Daily Juice. They ship everywhere across the country. We're going to get the pricing. We're going to get the breakdown. We're going to be as transparent as possible, but we're going to try to raise some money thanks to you guys, hopefully buying some cookies and eating some, you know, breaking our diets for the start of the new year and celebrate the Daily Juice, celebrate 1 million listens, and also raise money for the Ronald McDonald House. They're going to do this at cost. They're not going to make any money on this. Okay. This is just covering the cost of making the cookies and the cost of shipping the cookies to you where you may be. So please be listening to the Daily Juice. I will give you full details on this podcast, on the YouTube channel, on the Discord channel, on my Twitter account at Sports Talk Matt. We'll give it all the information you're going to need for this fundraiser, and let's raise some money. Let's see what we can do. I would love to see if we can raise, you know, a couple thousand dollars here for Ronald McDonald House. And let's just see where it goes, all right? Let's see how much you guys like cookies. Supposedly, the cookies are great, all right? And they're right in the middle of Valentine's Day, and they're super busy. So they're going to get through Valentine's Day, all their Valentine's Day orders, and then they're going to be able to really focus on us doing this cookie fundraiser across the country. It could be awesome. It might not be. But really, $2 is still $2. I don't care how much money we raise. Any money would be great for the Ronald McDonald House. So more details. I just wanted to kind of tip you off a little bit on that. Also, the Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey, you can still win this thing, all right? The entries are through the roof for you guys who want to win the Giannis jersey. If you have not left a review yet on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, it's very easy. You go there, leave a review, subscribe to the podcast, take a picture of the review you have left, go to bettingpros.com/juice. And go there, and you can find potentially in your inbox an email that says, congratulations, you have won this, the Giannis Antetokounmpo signed Milwaukee Bucks jersey. The winner of the Amari Cooper jersey was Craig from Connecticut. All right, congratulations to Craig from Connecticut. We got a good New Englander to win the Amari Cooper jersey. He is an Eagles fan. So he was like, I'm a little bit torn, but I'll take the jersey. I'm an Eagles fan, but fine, I will take the jersey. So Craig from Connecticut, congratulations. He won the Amari Cooper jersey in our latest giveaway. End of the month, that's when we give away the Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey. All right, for last night, I'm watching Gonzaga. We have -10.5. That was the ad on the Discord channel. Zags on the road at BYU. They're up by, I think it's 10 at the break. Last look, somewhere in that range. So they're right there for the cover. It's only the first half, but they're right there. If they win and they cover, which I think they're going to because they've missed so many easy shots, if they hit those shots in the second half, this game may be a blowout. But Gonzaga would give us a 3-1 night. We got the puck line right for Toronto. They came out of left field to get the cover there at home against not a good team in Vancouver. Plus 125. That hit. And then we get the money line for Tampa. They win 3-1 on the road at the Predators. So that was good. So a nice 2-0 night in hockey. We continue to hit winners with hockey. And we're going to come back here with a couple of plays for hockey coming up tomorrow. And we got the Bulls wrong. Zach LaVine couldn't hit a shot to save his life in the last 2 minutes of that basketball game. So they end up losing that game by 2. So that stunk. We had 2-point favorites. Wizards win. I thought Westbrook being out would be a good thing, but they've actually won more games. They're 4-3 without Westbrook, and I think they're 2-12 with him. So I was like, hey, no Westbrook. That's good. But actually, they play better without Westbrook, which is kind of something to watch there for that situation. So a 3-1 night, most likely. If not, it's a 2-2 night and pretty much flat for us. So let's see where we are. I would much prefer a 3-1 night here with Gonzaga. So we'll watch and see how that game winds up. For today, I've got 2 hockey plays. I've got 1 college basketball play. I'm waiting to tomorrow to find out a total in the NBA that I want to play that I can't play yet because it's not out yet because I tape overnight. So in the Discord channel, I'll have another ad like I did yesterday. 3 picks on the pod today, 1 in the Discord channel, 2 units in play like I've been doing kind of consistently here every day, every week. We've been doing this. So that's what we're going to do coming up for today. BetMGM's offer is still live, by the way. You can still go ahead and get this with the risk-free bet up to $600 for new users at BetMGM with the promo code JUICE100. This is very cool. It's available also with a $50 parlay insurance bet that you'll get it in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Virginia, and West Virginia. If you're in Pennsylvania, you don't get the $50 parlay insurance bet, but you do get the $600 risk-free bet when you sign up for a new account using the promo code JUICE100. You must be physically located in the states of New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Virginia, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Very important. You must be 21 years or older, and you must please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, so we've been really good in hockey, and so I'm going to keep going with hockey because I like what we're doing in hockey. And let's start with the Vegas Golden Knights here at home against the Anaheim Ducks. 5-5-3 for Anaheim. They got 13 points. Anaheim has only scored 25 goals this year. That is really, really bad. In fact, it's almost the worst in the entire NHL. It's tied with the Islanders. The Devils have only scored 23 goals, but it's second worst in the entire league. The Vegas Golden Knights have scored 32 goals, but they are 6-0-1 at home. They are really, really good at home. They haven't lost yet. Vegas is at home here against Anaheim. These are the games in which Vegas cleans up. Are they due to lose a home game? Yeah, but you saw what happened on Super Bowl Sunday where Vegas got down 2-0 to the Kings and they just exploded because that's what their offense can do. Even when their goalies are not having a good night, even when their goaltenders are a little bit off, they're able to just rise up and they're able to put goals in like crazy. So I mean, you know, it was a 4-3 final. They didn't cover the puck line, but they were down 2-0 in that one. So I got the puck line at plus 120. Vegas Golden Knights laying 1.5 goals at home against Anaheim. I'm tempted to take the over here, but I don't think Anaheim's going to score all that much. I don't trust their offense. They're really bad on the road. They're not great at home either, for that matter, but they're 2-2-1 on the road, and they have a negative 9 goal differential overall for the season. They won their last game. Okay, fine. But I'm going to lay the puck line here. Vegas at home, minus 1.5 goals for plus 120. Second game, the Capitals and the Flyers. We're going back to this team because 7-4 was the final for the Super Bowl edition of these two teams. And I'm not so sure this game's going to be much different, to be honest with you. I don't think either team plays great defense. I think both teams are outstanding offensively. Washington at home is very, very good. The over for both these teams has consistently hit this season. The over for Philadelphia has consistently hit, and the over for Washington has consistently hit. It's just these two teams get together. I think the line's going to be 6.5 by the time you guys get up. I got it at 6. You guys are probably going to get 6.5. That's okay. I mean, I need 7 goals anyway to win. So I like the 6 simply because it's a push potential to get a 6. So Capitals, Flyers, we're going over 6 goals for Capitals and the Flyers. And I'm just going to continue to look at hockey and continue to try to find games that I like in hockey. And it's been good for us. And I'm excited to, you know, I'm actually more excited to bet hockey these days than I am to bet anything else. I just think that these games are a lot of fun. I'd say they're predictable, but they're a little bit more predictable than others, right? I mean, I just think that they are. I mean, suddenly think they're a little bit more. William Hill's at 6 right now. DraftKings at 6 right now. Most books in Vegas are at 6 right now. BetMGM and FanDuel at the time of tape are at 6.5. So I think that's where we're going here. But, you know, you pay a little extra juice. I got it at over 6 goals at -115 is what I bet for hockey. All right. One NBA play to tell you about, and I can't bet it yet. So I told you about this trend that I uncovered with the Boston Celtics on the road when they were taking on Sacramento. Boston on the road as underdogs, 8-2-1 over their last 11 games to the over. They're at Utah tonight, a team that can score. I need to see where the total is going to be. As long as the total is not over 240, I don't think it will be. It would be stupid if it is. But as long as the total is like somewhere around like 225, I'm going to bet the over. All right. As long as it's a reasonable number, I'm going to bet the over. Boston on the road at Utah. Ride that trend. 8-2-1 as underdogs on the road. They have been covering the over number, hitting the total over a lot. And so I'm going to roll with that again here, but I can't bet it. So that's going to be the game that I'm going to look to add. If the number is crazy, I will look to the Creighton Blue Jays on the road at Georgetown laying 7.5. They lost outright. Coach McDermott, normally in games in which they get beat at home, they come back and they destroy the team they're playing next. Georgetown's got some length. Georgetown's got some problems that, you know, that create some issues for the Jays that other teams don't because they're very athletic and they're long. So they can guard the perimeter, and that can kind of cause problems for the Jays if they're not driving to the rim. But as long as Bishop is healthy and he can go, I think the Blue Jays come back here and beat up on Georgetown and get a revenge win. So those are two games that I am looking at here for tonight, but I'm not betting either one officially yet. So we're going to hold off on there just for a little bit here with Boston, Utah over and the Creighton Blue Jays on the road at Georgetown. I will bet one of those two in the Discord channel coming up today. So make sure you're in the Discord channel. I put it on my Twitter as well, at Sports Talk Matt. That's where we put the Gonzaga game last night. I at everyone on the Discord channel to join. It's bettingpros.com/chat to get the invite to join the Discord channel if you want to hop on in. The final game to talk about, the final play, is a tough one, and I've gone back and forth on this a lot. West Virginia at Texas Tech. I don't like Texas Tech, but I like West Virginia. Look at these numbers. Okay, West Virginia is 9-9 to the number. Texas Tech is 7-12 to the number. West Virginia covered by 12 over Kansas in their last game. They didn't cover against Iowa State on the road as 11.5-point favorites. They won by 4. They didn't cover against Florida either as 3.5-point favorites. They lost by 5. But they've done a pretty good job on the road covering games. They covered against Oklahoma State. They covered against Kansas State. They're catching 6 points, and it's going to go up. I think the public's going to be on Texas Tech. And I just don't know if Texas Tech offensively is all that good. As I said, 7-12 to the number. They've covered once in their last 5 games. Now, maybe Tech is due to have a breakout game here. But I think this Bob Huggins team is really interesting. And I don't really like the offense, to be quite honest, for Texas Tech. Every time I watch them, I'm like, can this team really score? They can play great defense, but can they score? West Virginia is 12-6 to the over. Texas Tech is 9-10 to the over. And West Virginia just consistently has been going over every game. They've covered 7 of the last 8 games to the over. So I watch this closely, but my fear is that West Virginia hits a bunch of shots and Texas Tech doesn't. And they slow the game down so badly that under 139.5, that it doesn't get there. So I can't go with the under because of Texas Tech. The over. I'm leaning towards the under there because of Texas Tech. So if I had to pick a total, I would go over because of West Virginia. But I got 6 points. I'm going to take 6 points here for Bob Huggins' team to keep this game close on the road in Lubbock. And Texas Tech, I don't know if they're good enough to cover the 6, to be honest. It could be a blowout, but I'm going to take 6 points here with West Virginia and take the plus the 6. All right, so on the day that we will pass 1 million listens, which is very cool and really exciting, and thank you, really. It's been awesome. The Daily Juice gear has been selling like crazy. We've got that fundraiser coming up that I'll tell you more about in a little bit. Really excited about that to raise some money for a really important charity that helps out families a ton all across the country in the Ronald McDonald House. We got that coming up. So looking forward to give you more details on the cookie sale, like a bake sale, like we're selling Girl Scout cookies. But hey, it's a dude in Illinois that I couldn't be more thankful for him stepping forward and say, hey, I love the Daily Juice. I want to be a part of this. I want to raise money. Really, really cool. So to recap, Vegas Golden Knights on the puck line, plus 120, minus 1.5 goals. Over six goals. Capitals Flyers, we're going over 6 at minus 115. We're waiting on the Celtics and the Utah Jazz. Waiting on that game. Waiting on the Creighton Blue Jays in Georgetown as well. And we're taking West Virginia plus 6. All three bets that are going off are a half a unit for us today on the podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can watch The Daily Juice now on the YouTube channel for The Daily Juice. Go and check it out. We're here every single morning being brought to you by BetMGM. Always on bettingpros.com.